Hi everyone, my name is Ron, I'm an alcoholic. If I stand up, is this going to work?
What the hell are you talking
about? Okay. I've been recorded once before at a convention, but it was just a CD. I don't think it was put on a website, so I'm trying to figure out, okay, is there anything I don't want to say that would be, like you said, available for Earth people to download? We'll just see what comes up. Yes, unfortunately, my sponsor said no, so I got stuck. No, I like to speak. I don't think I've ever said no, but I'm just teasing you. it's good to get back. I'm a little bit out of sorts right today now because I'm going through a breakup, and well, maybe some of you know what that's like. It's not fun, and it's the first time I've done it sober. So not that I've gone through that many breakups, but this is the first sober one. And when I think back to the, I was thinking about that today, the three other major breakups that I had, and you know, it was easy when I was using, when I was drinking, because you know, I just went out and partied. I did, you know, I remember feeling something, but you know, not for very long, right? So this time is very, very different. I was with the guy for 7 years, and you know, we had a pretty good relationship, but it wasn't working out, and it was probably, I feel like it was like one of the hardest things I've had to do, like in years and years and years, to bring that up and to, well, it's not over, but it was really, just the emotional fallout, it's really, really heavy, and I've been doing a lot of meetings, I've been going to meetings every day for the last, for over a week now, and of course that's helping. I'm talking about it and praying, and I've been working my steps pretty actively lately, which is good. You know, I go through these sort of waves where I work them, and I have a sponsor, and you know, luckily I'm in one of those phases right now where it's like we've got a regular thing going again, where we meet, and we're actually working through the 12 and 12, which is doing the, well, we're at step 10 right now, so. What we do is, you know, we read a step each week, and then we discuss it when we meet, and it feels good. I'm glad to do that. I'm happy that I'm doing that because it hasn't always been easy for me in the program. This is my second time around. I've got 5.5 years, and the first time I was in, I just couldn't open up a book. The big book, it was just too, I just found it too dreary. Couldn't get into it, and you know, the higher power concept was difficult too for me then. I had to learn the hard way. I went back out for 5 years, and you know, I ended up on welfare, and you know, I'd get my $500 at the beginning of every month, and I would blow it in a very short period of time. I'm not just an alcoholic; I have other attributes. So it wouldn't last long, and you know, I was very isolated, and you know, I couldn't even afford to take the bus, you know, because I would spend my money, like, you know, in a very short period of time, and $500 doesn't get you very far, right? So when I came back, I was you know, I was pretty desperate. And, you know, I guess I had a moment of clarity where I could see that if I was to continue drinking and using, that, you know, I was going to either end up on the street. I mean, it wasn't like just a possibility. It was almost a certainty that I would end up living on the street or in prison or, you know, in a mental institution. And, you know, or at my grandmother's. And I think that's what scared me the most, really, to be quite honest with you. I have to move back to Ontario. I have nothing against my grandmother. It's just that it just seemed pretty grim, you know. So that's when I swallowed my pride, and I mean, it's funny. As soon as I got back into the rooms again, I was instantly relieved and very happy to be back. And but before I got back, it just seemed like this, you know, this humiliating that it would be really humiliating. And it's not. It wasn't humiliating. It was just, you know, I was active. I didn't know, you know, my ass from a hole in the ground. At that point, so you know, I was anything but sane, and you know, the idea of being restored to sanity is something that I like now, and I like the idea. It's not always my reality; it certainly isn't today. But no, I'm kidding around a bit. I'm doing pretty good for me. I've been back. I'm back in for a while now, and I'm working my steps. I have a sponsor, I have a sponsee. I have a higher power, not that I could really describe, but I pray, and I don't worry too much about, you know, trying to understand how that all works, because it's not very rational for me. It doesn't really make a lot of sense sometimes. It depends on my mood. Depends on the day. So I just, you know, the slogans like fake it till you make it, you know, I just do it. I don't think about why or how. And the praying I find is very helpful, especially the serenity prayer. I use it a lot. And, you know, these are all of the things the first time around I just wasn't interested in doing. And like I said, I had to learn the hard way. This time around I started doing it, and you know, I started to get results, so that was good enough for me. It was like, okay, well, it's working, so I don't need to know why it's working. I'll just keep applying the suggestions and working the steps and, you know, using the slogans. It's, you know, it can seem quite corny. And I know a lot of people have trouble with that, and it can be irritating when you're new to the program. It just seems so, you know, if you see yourself, or if you imagine that you were like this, like really wild, hip thing, and you know, all of a sudden you're in a church basement with a bunch of other alcoholics. You know, you're with people that you would normally be with, and it's a weird mix, and it's, you know, it has sort of that religious hue, and you know, talking about God, and yeah, it just wasn't. I had a hard time with that at first, but like I said, now I got over it. So, what else? Well, let's see. Do I have to qualify myself anymore? When I was using, I was really, really a mess. And I was using for many years. I'm 43 now. So I'm 5.5 years sober. And then the first time I was in, I was almost 4 years sober. So, you know, as an adult, I've been mostly active. And so, you know, most of my life has been quite chaotic as a result of that. I had, my childhood was, I don't really want to talk about that, but there's not much to say. I guess I don't really have much to say tonight. Let's see, what can I offer to the group? Well, I wasn't supposed to speak, you see. Actually, tonight, it's funny because I was with a member, and we went to a church service. I really didn't want to go, but I didn't want to be alone, so, and I wanted to see him and to be with someone that, you know, I felt comfortable with, and because, you know, of this, what I'm going through. And I'm surrounded by members right now, and, you know, doing meetings, and it's so great, because it's like, I'm really, you know, going through all of this emotional turmoil, and it's just easier to be with other members, you know, like on Friday night. I went to a meeting, and then I was with David, and then we separated, and I bumped into another member, and it was like, it's making it easier to get through, you know, rather than, you know, I'm really wiped out too. Like I was in my apartment today, just like, you know, like a vegetable. But you know, I was a vegetable for 8 hours. So it was like time to, you know, go out, do something, because it's easy to get lost. You know, it's easy for me to. I don't enjoy being alone as much as I. Well, not that I ever enjoyed it, but I used to isolate a lot. So now, when it happens, I catch it sooner, which is great. I don't have to go through. I don't have to like stay in that isolation all the time. I can, you know, it'll be like, oh yes, I'm isolating. I don't feel good. I'm not enjoying this. I don't have to stay in this situation. I can go out. I can go to a meeting. I can call a member. You know, meet up with somebody. Do something just to like, you know, get out. And it's almost like I don't. You know, that's the way I've lived my whole life, so it's normal. I'm used to, like, just doing that. And, I mean, not just, but it's like a major, I mean, it's a big part of my behavior. So that indicates to me that I am getting better, because it's like I can see some changes in my life. There's things that I'm doing differently, and you know, it's really encouraging to see something like that change. It's like, I feel good about that. It makes me, gives me hope. And it's, you know, it's been slow. You know, I've been 5.5 years back in. I've been going through, it's a hell of a lot of work. And, you know, I'm first couple of years in, and, you know, I started a new career too. I went back to school, and now I'm working in IT, and I've been there for about 2.5 years now. In the first year and a half, I was like in panic all the time. You know, I used to like fantasize about getting fired. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. You know, it was like it kept me going, that fantasy. You know, so it would only fire me so I could be released from this this hell. You know, just being so uncomfortable and so tense all the time, and really tense. In fact, when I first started, you know, I just had some like sitting. You know, it's not a very physically demanding job, but you know, I put my back out. I had to like get muscle relaxers at one point, and that's how tense I was. And it's, you know, I'm laughing about it, but it was really difficult. I found it very, very hard, and it didn't, you know, it's something that's taken time. Like I'm starting to feel the benefits. I'm starting to notice some benefits, or some of the promises. I'm starting to get a sense of that now. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that it didn't happen right away. You know, like it took 4 years, you know, for me to start to enjoy some of the benefits of, you know, my efforts in recovery. And that's isn't that great? Did it take so long? For me, recovery's been really slow, and but you know, it's thank God I'm still here, and you know, I'm still you know, and I, you know, I don't want to leave. I'm hoping that, you know, I'll go that way every day, one day at a time. I can still, you know, I can still have some pretty crazy days. That's what I was thinking. We went to this church service, and at 6 o'clock when it was over, I thought it was 7 o'clock already. So I was in a panic to get here, for, you know, screaming at my sponsor, "We've got to get there. We're going to be late." And like, you know, basically in a panic mode for about 40 minutes before I realized that I had, you know, an hour and 20 minutes, not just 20 minutes to get to the meeting. So. You never know. It's like it's fun, the dynamic with friend or sponsor. You end up kind of taking care of each other, depending on the day, right? Who's the sponsor and who's the sponsee? What else? I do service. I've been doing it ever since I came back in. You know, I'm a treasurer at one group, another group I'm a secretary, and then, you know, I sort of do like chairing at other meetings. If I get asked to do service like for 1 month to speak, whatever, I usually say yes. I find that if I know that I have to do something, if I'm having a bad day, it's like I know I've got that thing, that responsibility in the evening, and it's usually I almost feel like it protects me. It's like, okay, I'm having a really bad day, but tonight I'm going to be, you know, or chairing or speaking. It's like it gives me a lift. Like I know that I'm going to usually 9 times out of 10. If not 10 times out of 10, after I leave a meeting after chairing or speaking, you know, I usually feel better. I feel lighter. I feel, you know, more at ease, calmer, saner, all those things. And, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I like those feelings now. I like, you know, I like to feel good. And I'm tired, you know. I've been feeling bad for most of my life, so it's a nice change of pace, shall we say? I've just taken a GSR position. I've done that before, but I was only like maybe a month sober, so I don't remember much about it. So that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to learning about the way that AA is organized. I guess I'm interested in organizing things. You know, I'm working in IT now, and I guess there's been so much chaos in my life. And actually, the first couple of years in IT too, I went to a French school, so you know, I had my work cut out for me. I was like, you know, freshly sober again, and you know, crazy as a loon, and studying programming in a French school. So I like things complicated. And I had my work cut out for me, and you know, I probably would be in a psychiatric institution if it wasn't for the program, because you know, I really did drive myself crazy. And yeah, so I'm interested in organizing, and AA is organized, right? what's the tradition about being not organized? Or I guess I don't know what the tradition is, but I'm going to learn them, because a GSR is supposed to know what the traditions are, right? yeah, I guess I don't have to like drag this out very long, because I'm trying to just, you know, picking at straws here. What else can I say? I guess I'm doing pretty good. And I'm really enjoying the movement these days. I'm getting a lot out of it. So, you know, I'm putting in, but I'm getting a lot back. So that's all good. Is there anything else? Well, if you're new, fasten your seatbelt. If you thought, you know, using was a trip, if you hang in there, you'll find out that that sobriety is quite a ride too, and things might not happen for you right away. They're certainly not going to happen as fast as you would like them to happen. So it requires a lot of patience, a lot of you know, sitting on your hands. You know, if you can pray, I mean, some people have trouble with prayer or the concept of a higher power. You know, of course, it suggests that you just fake it, even if you don't believe it. And that might seem like an idiotic idea, but try it if you're really desperate. And if you're really, really, you know, if you're really frustrated, and tense and angry and all of those things, lonely, you know, try it, and you know, wait to see if you get any results. And if you calm down, then that's a good indication that that something happened, right? you know, I'll sometimes, it's good to keep it simple. Like I'll sometimes just, you know, use the short version of the Serenity Prayer, and I'll just, you know, keep repeating it to myself until I can, you know, until I can breathe again. And I find it's very effective. If you get a sponsor, if you can, the program's not meant to be worked alone. And that can be difficult too. It was very hard for me to get a grasp of that because, you know, I was so isolated as a person for so many years, basically my whole life, that, you know, and I see other people come into the room too, and it's like this is going to, you know, they're going to work the program their way. And it's normal to feel that way, I think, because that's all I knew. Maybe that's all you know. But because it's so different from what I'm accustomed to, from what you might be accustomed to as a newcomer, if you try to do it on your own, you're just going to fuck it all up, okay? So get a sponsor, and, you know, it can be a temporary sponsor. It doesn't have to be someone that you want to marry and spend the rest of your life with. someone to grab someone that you feel, you know, in any way, shape, or form comfortable with, and, you know, they'll guide you along a little bit. And you don't have to feel entirely comfortable about it. Just give yourself a chance. I know that when I go to new meetings, usually at the first, not always, but I try to give myself a month or so. It's like, okay, in a month from now, if I can do this meeting every week for a month and I still hate it, then okay, I won't go back. But it's good to give yourself a bit of time because you might not realize at first, you know, you might just react and, you know, for myself, I can feel uncomfortable in so many different settings that that's one you know, one thing that I'm sure of is that I'm going to feel uncomfortable often. So it's not a good gauge in recovery, you know. But it's confusing because maybe sometimes you might feel uncomfortable and there's a good reason, and maybe you should be. But it's basically, I guess that's what I mean. What I'm trying to communicate for the sponsor is that. You know, you can be confused together. it does help a lot. Go to lots of meetings. 90-90 is a good idea because it changes your 3 months. It's like it changes your daily life. You know, you end up, you get into a routine and it becomes a new routine. And, you know, it's like you're on a circuit. And you start to recognize people, and you're recognized, and you become a part of this. It's a movement, and it's an activity. And you know, in 3 months, if you keep it up, it's like you will have changed because you're not doing what you used to do. And if you're new, you know, you have all kinds of strange alcoholic behaviors, and this is a good way to shift that. You know, if even a little, it's. I did it more than once, and you know, people that I've seen do it too are you know, everyone always benefits from it. It's really great. And the people that don't do it, you know, we all have to learn the hard way, unfortunately. I had to learn the hard way too, and of course you might have to learn the hard way too. But you know, the suggestions are yeah, it's like I'm just you know, good luck. Thanks.